Usain Bolt is still the world's fastest man, winning the 100-meter dash in 9.63 seconds. It's an Olympic record that has a Jamaican joining Carl Lewis as the only men with consecutive gold medals in the top track and field event at the Summer Games. So how do you get to be that fast?
Well, personal trainer and fitness expert Fairfax Hackley's in the blocks. He's here with us, ready to talk about it. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So before we get into the mechanics of how you get to be that fast, why are people so fascinated with that one event, the 100-meter dash?
Well, you know, it's the place where performance meets human potential. We really want to know, how fast can a human really run? From Thomas Burke, who won the 100 in 1896 in Athens in 12 seconds, to Usain's 9.63, you know, there's always been this bragging rights about who's the world's fastest man and where they're from. You know, but we think about someone like Satchel Paige, who once claimed that he was the fastest man in the world because he was so fast that he could turn off the light switch and get in bed before the room got dark. But in order for you to be the fastest man, you have to be the world record holder in 100 meters.
So how did Bolt get to be so fast?
Well, part of that is his sprint technique. You know, biomechanically, all sprinters run the same way. Men cover that distance between 46 and 43 strides, and they hit a high speed of 28 miles per hour at about the 70-meter mark. Women, on the other hand, do it in between 47 and 52 strides, and they reach a top speed of almost 25 miles an hour. Acceleration, believe it or not, is the same in both sexes. So that means that the difference comes down to the foot turnover and how much power you could generate in your stride. So someone like Usain Bolt almost gets three times his body weight into each stride as he's going down the track.
You know, it is so fascinating, but we always wonder, you know, if we're long distance or middle distance runners, we do it for exercise. Can we incorporate sprinting in our own regimen? Do you recommend that?
It's one of the best forms of exercise you can do because it's quick, it's virtually painless, and it also brings about amazing results. All you need to do is look at the builds of all the sprinters. They're very compact, low body weight, and very, very muscular. The other thing that helps is to have a high propensity of fast twitch muscle fibers, which add to the explosiveness. So this is something that you can actually learn and incorporate into your fitness routine.
Now, of course, you run faster when you're sprinting, but is the running technique different in sprinting than it is when you long distance run?
Absolutely, because when you're long distance running, mostly you're running from your heel to your midfoot. When you're sprinting, it's all on the forefoot. So that's why not only is the 100 meters so fast, but the 400 meters is also very tough because you go from aerobic to anaerobic very, very quickly. And that's why it's a very, very painful exercise to get to the gold medal.
It's still fascinating. Thanks so much, Hack.
Thank you for having me.
Personal trainer and fitness expert, Fairfax Hackley.